Christmas, Chayarachu, Bas Avram, on the day of a yardside. May the learning be a schus for a neshama, dedicated by her grandchildren, Mr. and Mrs. Hirschfield. The smartest thing to do, by the way, like, you don't forget. Also gives me a way to write the test. Okay. Has an added benefit. Okay. So yesterday we had a shayla when a father and an aris are made for Nadarim. Whether the first one was made for cuts it in half, or does he weaken the whole thing? The Gemara said, Nafkamina, if a person made a neder from not eating two ksesim, or zesim, or kesesim, and one of them was made for, and he ate both, does he get malchus or not? If he cut it in half, there's still exias left. If he weakened it, the weakening takes away the malchus. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the Gemara doesn't prove that at any point, that the weakening takes away the malchus. That's an assumption that the Gemara makes, that the weakening is enough to take away the malchus, so we'll trust the Gemara on that, like we do on 99% of things, so, or more than that. So Mamela will trust the Gemara that the weakening takes away the malchus.
And if she ate one?
She would not get malchus, because that might be the one that was mufer. No, she would not get malchus. Only, that's why the Gemara said she ate both. If she didn't eat both, there wouldn't be something to talk about.
There's no prayer.
No, we're not getting into Breira. I expected a wrong him this yesterday. I was surprised that he didn't bring up Breira.
Rabbi told me to stop bringing that up.
Okay.
I had it in my mind.
Yes. One doesn't need to vote salt. If one makes a better on... Never mind.
Okay. So then we brought a Breira, and I just want to review this Breira quickly. I'm not going to read it inside. Maybe I should read it inside without the rush. We're going to start again on Tamachesim and Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom. I said yesterday there are 6 cases. It was my mistake when I reviewed it yesterday. There's only 5 cases. Tashma, first case. Emesai Amro Mesabal Nesreik L'Shosav. When do we say if the husband died, the Shus of Hafara empties out to the father, right? And the Lashon Nesreikna is like you empty your sack into somebody else's sack. You're left with empty. He's got full. When is that true? Bisman shaloi shama ba'al kaidim shiyamas. The husband didn't hear about it. Aisha shama b'shasak v'heit meis by b'yayim. The bach changes the girsa. He heard, kept quiet, but died that day, which means there was no de facto validation of the netter. Aisha shama v'hafer. Or he canceled the netter, right? And then he died. So zuisha sheninu meis ha'ba'al n'sreifnu r'shasla'af. Now, the Mishnah, the Braita does not speak it out, but the Rush learns that in this case, the father heard about it before the husband died. The Braita doesn't say so, but the Rush will explain in a Rush that we learned today that the Braita understands that when you read this Braita, you'll think, no proof, that the Braita is talking the case. Dad heard before the husband died. Didn't do anything yet. He hasn't done a thing yet. He just heard. Husband died in one of these 3 circumstances. Either he died before he heard it, died when he heard it and didn't do anything, or died and was after he was made for it. In those cases, the father had heard prior to the husband's death. That's how the Rush assumes the Braisa means. And therefore, the Braisa is telling me that the father gets it. That's case number one. We move on to case number two. May Av im Shama Bekayim. It's not case number two, it's the second half of case number one. But if the husband had heard and had validated it, or the husband had validated it by not doing anything, which means when the sun sets, it's automatically validated. Both cases are validation. One is the words of validation, one is a de facto validation. Then the father could not be made for, because that netter has already been validated. So even though the validator is no longer here, but he has destroyed the netter when he validated it.
Yeah, he had died the next day.
What? Because if he didn't die that day, if he died that day, it wasn't a validation. In the case of Shama v'Shasak.
Shama v'Shasak, even if he didn't have time.
Again, we'll try one more time. A guy hears a netter, he has till night to be made for it. If he doesn't make for it till night, it becomes a validation.
In first case,
with Shama v'Shasak. No, 1 minute, no. Shama v'Shasak, That's not a validation. Some of the Shastukim Beis B'yam Shalach Rav is a validation. You're asking a question. The lady made a netter a second before it takes, or Shia. Well, tough luck. It's a validation. He wasn't made for it.
Sure.
If he heard it, right? If he didn't hear it, there's nothing to talk about. She made a netter in front of her husband right before Shia. He can't make for it. Tough luck on him. She can go be mounted a netter by a rabbi, but right. Next case. Shama via the Hebrew law. Right? Her father heard and was made for. The husband never heard about it till the father died. This is when we learned that Mesav loy nisraik min rishus labal. Now, I don't know why, but this is not analogous to case number one. In this case, it says the husband did not hear about it till the father died. In case number one, I said, the father had heard about it before the husband died. So it's not an analogous case. Why the Brisa did it that way, I have no idea. But the Brisa is saying that even that the case, the opposite case of case number one is not exactly the opposite case. The Brisa is going to bring the opposite case later. But at this point, the Brisa did not, because as I poke out, the Rush will speak out. The case number one is that the father heard it prior to the death of the husband. He hadn't done anything yet, but he had heard it already. And then the opposite case is that the father heard it and was made first, did his thing, but then he died, and then the husband heard it. It doesn't say the husband heard it first, and then the father died. It's not going to make a difference. I'm just pointing out that the cases don't line up. They're slightly different.
In the first case, does it matter?
That's why I'm saying this. I said it three times for one reason. Because of a rush that's coming up. I'm trying to be a chacham. I know of a rush coming up. So I'm trying to teach this so the rush should go smoother. Now we move to case number three. Yes.
Question: why it needs to be asked?
Yes, that's what I'm questioning. Okay. And but I think we should leave it a little bit later, and then the question will be a better question. So let's not try to answer the question until the question is complete. Dr. Bryce said the third case: Shama by law, the Hafer law. The husband heard and was made for. This is the opposite case of the case we just brought the other way. Here it says the father did not hear it. Right? So, Darush, what is this case adding to the first case? In the first case, the father heard it first, before the husband died. Here he didn't hear it till after the husband died. That's why this case is a new case. Same story. Husband heard, was made for. One kept quiet, died that day. Right. And then he died, and the father had not heard it yet. Still, so this lines up exactly like the case before, where we said the father didn't hear it till the husband died. The husband didn't hear it till the father died. This is the case that the father didn't hear it till the husband died. This is the exact opposite case of the case before. The same story, different people. It lines up with the second case. Doesn't line up. The second case didn't line up with the first case. I hope I'm explaining myself. In first case, the father heard it before the husband died. Didn't say so, but that's how the rush assumes. That's why there's this case to say even if the father did not hear it. Let's read the rush inside. Shama bao, the hafer law. If we would only have the first case, I would say it's only if he heard it while the husband was alive. And he could have done the hafara while the husband was alive. He already had rights in the netter. He had practical rights in the nether. A father always has rights in the nether. But he has a practical right, meaning he heard it. He was ready. He was already in his ball field, even his, what word am I looking, in his Dawud Amas. It was already there. So then, Kamash Malon, so therefore this Brisa comes to teach me that Filu Loy Shama Bechayabau, this right in the Rishu site. So this lines up like the case we just had, except the opposite way. The case we just had is that the husband didn't hear it till the father died. And now we have that the father didn't hear it till the husband died. Now we go to case number 4. Shama Baila Vahafrala. This lines up. Well, not really. This is a new case. The husband heard it was Mefer. But like, not only did he hear it, but he actually was Mefer. And the father never heard about it and died. Now here you notice it doesn't say Nisreikna. Nisreikna is only possible when you didn't do anything yet and the right is given to you. Here you did it already. The husband was made for his netter. He did his part. The question now becomes, your afara valid? Right? We know already that you don't take over the father's rights. But you were made for. So you did the hafara. The answer is, you can't do hafara yourself. You need a partner, and there is no partner. We learned lightness right now. We don't need another case of lightness right now. We know, lightness right now, that you don't get the father's rights. But the question is, you did the hafara while the father was alive. You did your part. But now, the father died, and your hafara by itself doesn't work. He never heard about it. Dr. Rush. Shema Baal, Bahaframa, Bula Hispigav, the Shema Chemetav, Eina Baal Yoga Bahafra El Bishutvis, Kamash Malan Hak Baba. In this case, it's teaching me. The Loy Tame, the Hog Amina Loy, the Stigrishus Labao, Hari Mila Hegad, the Shema Bahayav. You shouldn't think it's only when the husband didn't know about it when the father was alive. Abahegad, the Shema Bahayav, by Roy Lohafer, Imes Hav Yafra Kail. Kamash Malan, the Ein Abal Mefer Ela Bishutfus. Avagam Dori Roy Loimer Bekan, the Shrekner is just Labal. Here it would make sense to say that the husband can do it by himself. He heard, he did his part. The Hoki Nakat Lao Loin is Shrekner is just Labal, the Hoki Kamar Ein Abal Mefer Ela Bishutfus. Over there it's saying the husband can't do anything. He has no rights. He doesn't take it over and by himself, right? And it's too late to do it by himself. Here he did it. So you would think maybe he did it already. It works. Terry says he needs a partner. He doesn't have a partner.
The father would have heard it. But let's say he would have heard it and then died.
Right.
He didn't have a chance to...
The husband never takes over the father.
I understand, but... Again,
in all cases.
But even you have on the case where...
Make up any case you want, the father and the husband never takes it over.
Why is it about his pick of Shmuel Shemais, even if it's his pick, but he died? Meaning, why does it have to be that he didn't hear it? He heard it, but it's still time during the day, and he...
So we had that case, 3 lines before. Look at the second line of the Amud. Shama v'yavei from a...
That's the father, that's the husband.
Again, I lost you. What do you want to know?
This case, the husband, bird, and Mefer.
Yes, this is this
husband,
case, right?
Father, not here. This is the case, did not hear and died, right? Now, if you would have heard...
Wouldn't make a difference.
That's okay,
I'm asking. I said... The husband never takes over. The chiddush over here is that he doesn't have to taking over his mashma, he has to do a double. He doesn't have to do a double. He did a single. So let the single work because there's no partner. The answer is exactly. He doesn't function without a partner. This goes back to what I started yesterday. An aris by himself can't do a thing. A father by himself can do everything if there's no partner around. She's a single girl.
So I probably think bigger chiddush if the father didn't even hear it.
If it is, it is, it is, it is, and I'm not going to argue the point. I didn't want to say that because to me it's all the same. He could never take over. It's a bigger chiddush even though he was mefer. He did a valid hafara.
The Baal.
It's not like he has to take over and get new powers.
But it's meaningless without the Baal.
That's what it says. Shein ha-Baal mefer ela b'shutfus. It's exactly what the Gemara says.
Right. Repeating it, it's not going to help him either.
Exactly. Now we get to case number five. And that's the case we were driving for when we had the Shiloh Megas Gaius and Miklas Kolish. Okay, this is the case. Let's set it up. Shama Aviyah, Mefer Law. Her father heard and was Mefer. The father was Mefer already. Now in case number one, the father heard and didn't do a thing. In case number two, the father hadn't even heard about it. In this case, the father had been made for his section. The husband never heard about it. He died. Father had done his half. The husband died now. Can the father go back and get the second half? He already did half. In the other cases, he assumed total control. He had done nothing. Either he had heard about it and done nothing, or he had not heard about it. So when the husband died, the father became the sole proprietor here, the sole responsible individual. So Nisroishna, he's now the sole individual. He can go and be mefer the whole neder by himself. But he's doing the hafara after the husband died. Either he heard about it before or had not heard about it before, but he hadn't done anything. And now, by the time he's ready to act, there's no other partner. He doesn't need a partner. He takes over. He's the sole individual responsible. Fathers can act by themselves. Here, he already canceled the neder. Now, he wants to go cancel the husband's half.
He doesn't have to.
It's not true. He only canceled half. Didn't work in the whole thing. That's not true. There's a half in that wasn't touched. But do me a favor. Let me just speak to Gemara out before you jump on me.
Right.
Okay. So in that case, what happens? So there's a machloikas beishamai beisil. Beishamai says the father can go back and cut the other half. And beisil says there's not enough here to inherit. Because since the husband father did his half already, what's left is not enough that the father can take over. In a case when he has to be made for his half, he can incorporate the other half. But in a case when his half is gone, there's not enough left to Yarsh. Now what's this machlokes about? Beis Shammai says he can go back and do it, and Beis Hillel says he can't go back and do it. Again, had he not been made for yet, that means the whole neder is intact. Then when the father, the husband dies, Mr. Father takes over the whole thing. He has to do his half. He takes over the other half. Here, half is no longer around. There's only one half left. Beis Shammai says, okay, take over that half. And Beis Hillel says, it's not enough. Dr. Gemara, you know why? Because Beis Shammai holds, one half is still totally intact. Megas Gaius. The father cut off half. The other half is just complete there. So the father takes it over. They still hold Miklos Kolish. The netter is a weak netter, not enough to take over. You can't take over a weak netter. Aye, when the father didn't do anything yet, he does. That's because he has to do his half anyway. So it's not. So then he can take over the weak netter. But if he doesn't have to do his own half, he has to just do the husband's half. It's not enough to inherit. Doctor, I would like if you wait till after the rush. Let's read the Gemara inside. Let's do the rush. Shama via the hefer law. The father heard and was mefer. The husband did not hear until he died. Chayzerav mefer chalko shabal. That's what the Brisa says. Amar of Nassan, hey name the Rebbe Shammai. Beisil loymim ein yochel over. Beisil says he cannot go back and do it. Shmami na the Rebbe Shammai megas gaias. The Beisil miklus kolish. our shaila, what happens when one is mever? Is the machloek is be shamayim be zil shmamina. Zukt Rashi, zukt Rashi. Shama via the hafrila, but his big abal is shmayat shemes. Chayzer a mever chalke shabal. Zukt Rashi, hachle shemina mereisha. We don't learn this from the reisha. I don't think we have to say the brackets. The kibin the hafr abachay abal. Since the father already did his half, v'loihutra v'aisafara, and it didn't control, it didn't ruin the whole thing. Shum leikayla for rasay, leimatzinu stay afar as bishechad. We never find that a guy does one and then comes back and does another. Kamash malan that according to Meishamai he can. Hey, name the Rebbe Shammai, the sphere lumegas guy is. Ukshahavarav, nisher chelik kabal shalem. It's complete. Be surai. The zacha, the way the hagas with the unim is guys. The fichach zacha by av umeivrichal gushabal. Avo beisil savri miklish kolish. The kibin dloy avshir the nisher chelik kabal shava shalem. It's not complete. The husband's half is weakened. The whole netter is weakened. Aim boy kidei loy rishalav. There's not enough to inherit. But like tops the baschia. The ain av yochel loy vechelik abal. Zokt Rashi, zokt Rash. The av agav did his batla for his av. Kibish loy hafer abal. The bottom line is the husband didn't do it, so the father by himself is meaningless. But mikoma can be yad kishohafer av miklish kolish chelik abal. But what happened had been, it got weakened. Granted, now that the husband died, it's back to its strength because the first one didn't work and because it was by himself, and at that point he couldn't do it by himself, and the second one doesn't exist. But still, since it weakened it, right, therefore he can't inherit it. Now, Frank Rush, so why in the other cases can he take over, right? Of a bereisha, the brisa, the hechad of Rabbah will make that the strength of the shuslaav will make for lakol. The mina miyach of Rabbah miklus kolish. The husband did his half. Why isn't it too weak now for the husband to take over? Chelukav miklus kolish chelukav. Shubayin leafaruk shemes abal. Why don't we say the same thing? The husband's herd was mefer. He weakened it. Now he died. It's a weakened netter. How can the father take over? The davka heicha the miklus kolish chelik abal idei afaras av ein av yochel diskus bay. It's only if the husband's chelik is weakened. Avu bereisha shav kayim yochel hu lahaper chelkai. Avu gav the miklus kolish the avu gav zeh nami mei for chelik abal. Since he's doing his own, he can take over the husband's weakened netter. When he's not doing his own, then he can't take over the husband's weakened netter. That's what the Rush is saying. When it's a case that the father hadn't done anything yet, he had either heard about it and not done anything yet, or hadn't even heard about it. So then, the husband dies, right? The husband was mefer, so weakened netter. But the father has to do his half. He does his half on a weakened netter. So therefore, since he does his half on a weakened netter, once he does his half, he can take over the husband's half as well. In this case, there was a weakened netter on the husband's side, and he died. The father cannot go back for a weakened netter. Yes, doctor.
So this brings in the question that Harvey asked yesterday, which is, with the two of them, that it, you know, do we then go to African diets or something like that? If one is against the other, isn't, you know, then do we go to
Hapagaziah? You don't go to Hapagaziah, it's Achilas Hapagaziah.
That was the question of the Gemara, the assumption of the Gemara, and the underlying assumption was not contradicted. It actually was upheld. And in this Brisa, it's being made explicit, as it is in the way that you were talking about it, which the Brisa used the term Chaluk, that the father has a Chaluk in the Shavua, that the husband has a chaluk in the shua, that each of them have, and these are distinct.
Well, it depends if Megan's guys are Miklas colors. If Miklas colors, one weakens the whole.
Right.
If you're Megan's guys, they're distinct.
That was the
shiloh.
Yeah, that's the lashon of the brisa. So, possible way of understanding that actually comes from classical physics. Classical physics tells you nothing about a particle. It tells you how the particle interacts. So it seems to be that the axe part of the Shavua, in terms of the ability to be laundered, is in someone's relationship to someone else. This woman has a relationship to initially one person, her father. Then she has a legal relationship to two people as an Arusa. And then she has a legal relationship once again to one person once she's been married forever. She has the ability to nullify seems to be intrinsic, and the existence of the oath seems to be intrinsic to the relationship between her and whoever she is legally.
I'm not going to argue with anything that's out there, but I have no idea what physics is. I never took physics, and if I did, I don't remember a thing. I don't remember whether I took it or not. I think I skipped it, but I got away with it.
It's a way of thinking about things.
I did take physics. I don't remember a thing, but I needed two sciences to graduate. So I did chemistry and didn't know anything. I did physics and didn't know anything. Even though I regret it, because it is Chachmas Habayrei. Once I was taking it, I might as well have done it. But I was young.
This aspect of the relationship to the thing itself, or to the thing, things interactions to around it, is a fundamental point which most people do not understand.
Again, got it. To me, that's how far as Nadarim without knowing physics. Yes?
It seems like in Mikvah Shalosh, that even that, it depends who did it first here, so it has an aspect of Gezizah here, in a way.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Because we're fighting.
No, it doesn't. We're saying if the father didn't do anything and the husband did something, he weakened it. But the father has to do his half, which he can do even if it's weakened. His own half he can do. Weakening doesn't affect his half. I mean, it does weaken his...
Well, it's just a weakness.
Again, when a regular netter, and they're both alive and well, number one makes the netter weaker. What does number two do? Stop right there. Answer the question. It's a weakened netter. What does he do?
He finishes off with me.
That means he is not affected in his ability of Afara. The Torah said that he can be made for a weakened netter. That's what the Torah gave him a right.
Because he's taking that action.
Again, the first guy was Mayfair. The second guy's alive. He now goes to finish the deal. If you hold Miklos Kalish, what is he doing?
He's required to take that with this. He has to do a part.
That means he can be Mayfair. He can has the right to be Mayfair, a weakened netter. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Now, the father has a right to be Mayfair, a weakened netter. What if he already was made for it?
So it's weakened, and now if you can say that if it's Nisraikna, then he can do that weakened.
He can't take a Nisraikna and a weakened netter. That's what Basil is saying. There has to be enough of a netter left to take over.
And by the other case, where the Baal did it, I mean, the Baal already did it.
That's the case. The father, Baal did his half to weaken netter, not enough for the father to take over. But if the father didn't do his half, since the Torah allows him to do his own half.
So that's called a Nisraikna?
That's not a Nisraikna. The Iran says, well, we called it Nisraikna, but it comes with his Afara, he can be made for the other half.
But it's not.
Again.
We can't say it's Nisraikna.
Why not?
Because Baal's not giving it, he's doing his own thing.
So when he does his own, he can take over the other. Call what you want. The Gemara calls it this right now.
It's my
well, the question is whether the Gemara is going to change or you're going to have to change your mindset.
Right. Okay.
I hear what you're saying. But the Rush is saying, by the way, Rabbi Nowitzki might not learn this way because Rabbi Nowitzki is a whole run that he might learn. I'm just saying, for those who are chazer with Rav Edo Art School, be aware, he might not learn like the Rush.
Rabbi Lach.
Yes?
Actually, I think the problem may be, in terms of weakness, which I granted is the usual English translation of Chalisha. However, I think that, what we've been learning so far is that there are two divisible parts of the never.
Again.
And
you're repeating what you said before.
No, I'm aware of that. The action of the husband does not in any way weaken or strengthen or affect the action of the husband. Of the father, I'm very sorry. And vice versa. They are separable. There's nothing weakened about
the netter is not separable if you hold mikvah's colors. The rites are separable. The netter is not separable. The netter is totally, there's no more malchus on this.
By rites, you mean the right to be made.
Yes.
Okay, well, that is an intrinsic aspect of the netter itself. If you want to say the rites, I have no problem with that.
No, it's a big difference.
Okay.
This whole total netter, the old Megas guy is, you're 100% right. The old Miklash Kalish, the action of one affects the half of the other.
How so?
He doesn't get Malkus. He doesn't get Malkus anymore. That's what the Gemara is saying. That when anyone, they're both alive, and one is Mever, the other half is weakest. That's what it's saying.
In terms of the punishment per se.
Yes. That's what the Gemara, that's what I've been trying to argue with you.
Okay.
Is to point out that you're 100% right of Megas Gaius. Each one gets half the debtor. You own half, I own half. That's great. But that's not what Miklash Kalish means.
You're right on.
If you hold Megas Gaius, the husband died, he can take it, right? He can be made.
Yes. Yes.
He heard about it on Tuesday. Father. Okay?
And it was Mayfair.
Yeah. The Baal heard on Thursday.
The Baal died.
Wait, he still heard on Thursday.
Well, it says he died before. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
It says he didn't hear it, but okay, fine.
No, what?
The case is that he didn't hear it, but it makes no difference.
We said before it didn't make a difference.
Right.
He's taking a Thursday hearing. He's going to be able to... He's going to be able to pay for something that he wasn't on. Tuesday's his day.
He did his day. He did his half.
Good. So now I'm doing.
Taking over your husband's half.
But what was the Yom Shemo?
I hear your point. I hear your point. But that's wrong. Meaning, the case you would ask is, the father heard on Tuesday was Mayfair. And the Baal never heard it. And died on Thursday.
No, why is mine worse?
No, yours is worse.
Why?
Again, the Vazman never heard it and died on Thursday. He never had his own Yom Shammai. He never heard it. Now, the father has to come back and be made for the husband's chelik. You want to know, can the father be made for the husband's chelik if it's not his Yom Shammai? Good point. I don't know the answer. Maybe Taki can't in that case. I don't know. It's a good point. I can hear as far here, I can hear as far there.
That he could?
I don't know.
Yeah,
again, you asked a good Shiloh. It's a wonderful Shiloh. I'll say it three times. It's a great, wonderful, delightful Shiloh. Yeah, I did. Yes. Which makes no difference if the husband heard or not heard. The key is it's not Yom Shammai of the husband, of the father.
That's what I asked.
So that's why I changed. Because you were confusing the case. You can simplify the case. Father heard it on Tuesday, was made for his share. Husband never heard it and died. Could the father go back and do it even though it's not Yom Shammai? That is your Shiloh. Is a wonderful, delightful, great Shiloh.
Somebody has to ask
it. It probably does. One of the Mepharshim probably asked the Shiloh. They don't ask the Shiloh. Ask is when somebody says something, you ask on him. If you have a Shiloh, you're not asking. It's not the real, again, asking might have two meanings. When the Gemara says Kasha, he asked a Kasha. I mean, somebody said something, and I have a difficulty with it. When nobody said anything, and I have a Shaila, there's a different word in Lashon Kodesh. There's Kasha, and there's Shaila. The Gemara claimed, Megas Gaius and Miklash Kalish. That is not a Kasha. Nobody said anything. It's a Shaila. I go to the Rav, and I say, I cooked onions in the fleischige pot. I ended up in the milk in the frying pan. Right, that's a Shaila. If the Rav tells me it's mutter, and I say to him, why? I'm asking Akasha. Really, that's a Shiloh too. But I said the Prima Gadim doesn't paskin that way. That's Akasha. There's a difference between a shayla and a kasha. I just don't know if in English it's true. Is there a difference between ask on a shayla and ask on a kasha? I don't know. Yes? Yeah, but again, I'm asking a question. Is that, can that be a shayla?
You're stating a situation. You're giving a scenario. You're not asking anything. You're saying, this is the scenario.
And what is the din? Again, I'm not going to get involved now with the English language.
Yeah, it's a hair of fun. The implication is what is it.
Again.
But in the end, it's not the same as...
Again, I go to Rabbi Hirschfeld and I ask him what happens if I cook flaking onions in a flaking pot and then a milking pot. Is that called I'm asking him a question? What in English, how would I describe it?
The writing of the sentence, there is a question mark after
that. Yes.
If the statement the Prima Gaudium says otherwise is a period.
No, how can you say that the Prima Gaudium says otherwise?
Now that's a question.
Right, okay. So there's no difference in Shiloh and Akash. That's probably one of the things. Yes.
And the other one is mechanics.
One is saying in a nice way saying you're wrong or why are you right? And the other one is saying, I don't know. Can you please teach me? When somebody asks a shyly saying, I don't know. Can you please teach me? When you say something and I have a question, I'm saying, excuse me, you're wrong. I say it diplomatically. I don't say the word you're wrong. If I have their cheret, I might say, it just doesn't make sense to me. But what you're basically is you're questioning his answer. You're saying he's wrong in a nice way.
I can ask the Rav a question at the shayla and one at the kasha. I do have the answer. In other words,
I think we're spending too much time on this. Let me just get this clear. If I go over to ask the shayla of a Rav, why am I asking him? I don't know.
Either
I don't know.
Or I don't know how it got to that answer.
No, I ask him, what is the din? That means I don't know.
And that's all you need information?
I'm asking for information.
Either yes or no?
Well, he's going to tell me if I can eat it or not.
Okay.
That's a shayla. Now, he answers me.
I don't know how he...
No, I have a proof that his answer is wrong. My question, my shayla, was an educated shayla. It's not like I knew nothing. I had known it, but I didn't want to paskin it. I wasn't sure. So I came to ask him. He paskined one way, and in my mind, maybe it should have gone the other way because I have a proof from somewhere. So I say to him, but what are you going to do with this proof? Now, what am I telling him, really, in a nice diplomatic way? I think you're wrong, or you might be wrong. That's a kasha. That's not a shayla anymore. He answered the shayla. Okay, I think it's semantics. I think we should move on. Yes?
At the risk of flogging a dead horse. Are you
going to
say that
Tiyuf
is the
Shiloh
or a
Kasha? No, Jufta means it's totally...
Yeah, no, I'm aware. It's a statement. It ends in a period.
Okay.
Same with Kasha.
Oh, fine, okay.
Well, it's important to be Shaman to make it Gaius. So if the father is Major, and then his Kaiser and Major, the Chalkei, shall
come. No.
What if he decides the situation changes? He wants to be Makai and Chalkei Shalom.
Interesting, Shiloh. I would say he can, but I have no proof. If you show me somebody that says he can't, I'll say, okay, he can't. I don't know. These are all interesting shaylos. I don't know if it's great or light or wonderful, but it's an interesting shaylos.
This is the only, this is what Vegas guy is, Marcus Kroos. This is the only scenario. Well, that's not what I... Where else does this come up with?
Where do you get Malchus, the original Shiloh?
No. I'm saying in other formats. Like,
what, not in the Dharam?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Make a search on Google. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm saying, I think this is like a big sugya.
Well, every sugya is a big sugya.
No, I'm saying this is like, if you go, I learned the Dharam, but I didn't learn this. This is like the biggest sugya in
the point.
No?
The Velt, no, it's not. I mean, that's the biggest sugya in the Dharma. I think we had very big sugyas. Well, the Hegdish is Mifkat. I can list you 10 sugyas in the Dharma that are Shas sugyas. You know, even though they say over that the Briska Rav wrote down Dhammat Rav Chaim, he says that his father wrote on Rav sugyas Chamurusha Besah Shas, and that another Gadol saw it and wrote, Lairisi sugyas Sheina Chamura. That's what they say. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's the Velt says. When they printed that gossip, that gospel, they left that out. It doesn't say that. No. The Dagdama, supposedly he said, it didn't say any sugya that's not chamura.
before being
the first? Sverasugya. Sverasugya. Mr. Rav wrote that my father wrote a most Sverasugya in Shas. So he wrote, I didn't see a sugya that's not Shver. Every sugya is Shver, to understand. That the Veld says. I don't know if it's true or not. It makes no difference to me. Again, there are at least 10 sugyas that we had so far in the Dharam that are Shas sugyas. We had a whole sugya bar pada, where the hegdish is punk and b'gdi. We had a whole sugya of gedulin and ikker, three block worth of gedulin and ikker. We had kama b'kama sugyas that, I don't know what you meant.
I just wanted to just take this in another, at someone brought up Shutfit yesterday, and when it was eradicated,
right, somebody bought up Shutfin, there's no childhood.
Yeah,
if you're a partner and you sell your field, by the way, if you're a partner with Baruch Moshe in a field and you sell the field, it's worthless. You don't own the field. It's not Miklos College, it's not Megas guys, it's nothing.
You can see where it can come up with.
Again, I'm just saying, Shutfin is not a good example. Unless the deal was, I own half the field, and you own half the field, so that I am a total owner of the half the field. That's how the deal was presented to begin with.
Yeah, that's where.
But this is the Shilin Nadarim. It's not what we decide. It's the Shilin Hilchas Nadarim.
One
letter. Okay, so I don't think this Gemara needs repetition because I did all five cases today, but I will repeat them quickly. Case number one, the husband heard about it. The father heard about it, according to the Rush. Didn't do anything. The husband heard about it and did one of three things. He was either Mefer, heard it and kept quiet and didn't do anything, or didn't hear it. So then the father takes over. The father hadn't been made for his half yet. So no matter what you hold him on Megas guy at Miklos College, the father's doing his own half. He can do the other half. That's what the Rush said at the end. Case number two. The father heard it and was made for. The husband didn't hear about it until after the father died. The husband has no rights. He has no rights. Because he can't take over the father's half, even if he does his own half. The husband heard about case number three. Husband heard about it, was Mefer, and the father didn't hear about it till the husband died. So the father had to do his half. He can take over the husband's half also. Case number four. The father heard about it, and I'm sorry, the husband heard it was Mefer, and the father died. The husband can't do anything anyway because he needs a shutuf, and therefore he can't do anything. And the last case is, father heard it was Mefer, husband didn't hear about it. The father can or can't be Mefer, the other half. Depends on Megas Gaius and Miklos Kolish. If it's Megas Gaius, there's a half intact, he can take it over. If it's Miklos Kolish, he's not doing his own half. So therefore, he only has to do a weakened netter. It's not enough to take over.
If
he was made for it.
And then, so that Baal can't come and do his part because it's Miklos Kolish?
He can't, because the Baal can't act by himself.
The father's dead, and his Kalishas went down to the grave with him.
Again. So now you're asking new Kasha. Why didn't the Rush say, why is the netter Miklos Kolish? She died, it should go back to its original strength. Obviously, it doesn't work that way.
But
there are Rishonim that deal with that. They go through a whole thing, what happens when he dies. You're right. But the point you're bringing, how the Rishonim bring that into the mix, the Rush does not.
Okay.
That's why I kept on repeating my mantra. We're learning the Rush. Do it mantra or mantra? Mantra. By Rava, we're just going to introduce the next Shaila. Yes, Shaila Behekim, I ain't Shaila Behekim. Now, before we assumed yes, but Rava is asking it because he didn't know. Right? Sometimes the Gemara assumes something, right? And then asks it as a Shaila. Because what happened is, Ravashi and Ravina, when they wrote the Gemara, knew the answer. But first they presented the fact it was Negei or something else. Then later on they say, Rava didn't know. He had a Shaila. We knew, because we're smarter than Rava. We already know what Rava figured out. Right? Rava didn't know what he figured out when he asked the Shaila. Right? That's what happens. we know the end. They're dealing how they got to the end. Now, the Gemara before also used the end that you can show, right? We had the Gemara yesterday on Tzamach Zayin and Aleph, that one was Mefer, the other was Mekayim, and then he was Shayil on HaKamasai. So the Gemara assumed you can do that. Because the Gemara knew that the Maskana of the Gemara on Tzamach Zayin and Aleph would be that way.
But he was making, and then he was...
Then he goes to Bezin, and he wants to remove it.
That's not Torah.
No, again. After he was Mekayim, his wife's netter, can he remove that Hakama?
Right, it is not Torah.
He's going to basically find out about himself, whether he has power.
To remove the fact that he validated it.
Rather than to have...
That's his wife's business about her. When she doesn't want to remove the netter. She doesn't want to make him a shliach to go to bed. He wants to restore his power.
Yeah.
Now, the Gemara 2 blot ago assumed that he can. The Gemara here, if that is the Chayla. The answer is, the Gemara before knew the end of this Gemara. We'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful